What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Somebody's Mama Podcast. We're your hosts, Nicole and
Kendra.
And we have a really fun episode today. So you guys just get comfortable, get your snacks, or you're driving your car, and let's just get into it. Kendra, what have you been up to? How was your weekend? What have you been doing?
Tired.
I know. We tired, y'all, but we here.
Right. My weekend last weekend was pretty good. We had Grandparents Day.
Oh.
So the boys' school, they had like grandparents' breakfast. And so it was pretty early in the morning, but my parents did come, so that was nice. So they had like donuts and pastries and stuff like that. And then they got to take pictures with their grandparents. So we did that on Friday before school. And then Saturday, I got my hair braided. So my hair is still a little bit, you know, tender. So I got my hair braided. Huh?
I said, it looks good. I feel like your hair is always like freshly braided.
Yeah. So, yeah. So Saturday, I got my hair braided. And then I went to the mall. So my husband and I's anniversary is next week, and I'm always late. It's this week, Zach. I'm tripping. It's 2 days from now.
Oh my goodness.
It's this week. So yeah, I had to get it going because I was, you know, slacking. So I did find what I was looking for. And then Sunday we went to church, which was really good. And then we kind of just chilled for the rest of the day. I filmed some content and kind of like getting my stuff together because we're going on vacation soon. And so, yeah, it's a pretty easy going weekend.
That's nice. I feel like same. I feel like the week has been so crazy that on the weekend, it's like you got to take a second to just relax.
Yeah, I didn't really relax that much, but it was easy going, I guess. But how was your...
My weekend was relaxed, okay?
Okay, good.
Sunday, we ended up going to the pool as a family, which was really nice. We were able to all go, and we had the pool to ourselves for, like, the first hour.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
So that was really nice to just be in the pool and just hang out. And let me tell you, I always, like, come across these families that go to the pool every weekend.
Uh-huh.
And I see why, because they literally got home, showered. Oh, we had dinner by the pool, too. So we hung out at the pool, and we had dinner by the pool, got home, showered, and just knocked out.
Yes. That sun will do it to them every time. That all that playing and being in the sun, yeah.
Yeah. So that was nice, because it was like everybody went to sleep, like, on time. Except for me. Of course, I'm up, like, working, but...
Right.
At least they were asleep on time. And when kids go to sleep earlier, it makes the morning just that much smoother.
It really does.
Like, it makes such a difference.
It does, for sure.
But yeah.
Tell that to Bryson. He's been waking up at, like, this morning, I think he woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, 3:30.
Did he go back to sleep?
He didn't go back to sleep until, like, 5 something. And then we had to wake him up again at 7:30. So when his sleep is broken like that, like, he doesn't really get, you know, a good restful full night's sleep. And so he wasn't ready to wake up at 7:30.
He was like, what are we doing? Why am I going to school? We used to just lay in the bed.
And I'm like, why are you up at 3:30 in the morning? Like, bro, go to sleep.
Yeah. Rai's having to learn that right now too, because it used to just be me and her just chilling. I just let her sleep in. And now it's like, up for preschool, girls. Time to go.
Yeah.
Again?
I know. I feel like he adjusted pretty good from summer, but when those nights where he doesn't want to go to sleep. So I try to prevent him from taking a nap. If he takes a nap, he's not going to sleep on time. So I try my best to keep him up, but we're in the car a lot because we got like swim and jujitsu and all that, picking up Kendon. And so like, he'll just fall asleep in the car.
Right.
And I'm like, dang, it's 3 o'clock. Please don't go sleep. Wake up. And then once he sleep, he don't want to wake up.
Yeah.
So it's just like, if he takes a nap, it's just like, you know, you're going to be up all night.
You're like, listen, I need you to stay up.
Right. Because I'm like, that's why I be so tired. Anyways, how was your mama moment?
All right. Okay, so, I've been meaning to tell y'all this mama moment. Okay, listen. So, you know, as a little Black girl, you go to school, everybody want to touch your hair, right?
Right.
And so, Audrey came home talking about, when Audrey got home, she was talking about, oh, yeah, they're touching my hair. And they're like, your hair is so cute and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, Audrey, they don't need to be touching your hair. They got hair, touch their own hair, blah, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, so then a couple days later or something like that, she was like, oh, yeah, they were touching my hair or something like that. Like, she forgot that we had talked about this whole hair situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Audrey, listen, I don't want them touching your hair. And I don't want you touching their hair either.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, because sometimes girls with straight hair,
mm-hmm.
they have this thing called lice.
Yeah.
They have bugs in their hair. And she was like, what do you mean they got bugs? I said, there's bugs that like straight hair. So sometimes girls with straight hair, they got bugs in their hair. So, I don't want you touching their hair, and I don't want them touching your hair.
Right.
And she was like, huh? And Austin was like, well, let us see.
Oh, no.
So
oh, my God.
I pulled it up, but I kind of forgot. You know when you're, like, looking for something, and you want to make sure you show them, like, something that's not too crazy, right?
Right.
Well, I had got so zoned in on looking for which photo I was going to use, I forgot they was, like, kind of hovering over me.
Yes.
So they was like, oh, my God, what is that?
Oh, my God.
They were speechless, like
that. Yeah, that would creep me out. Like, it would completely gross me out.
So then the next day, Audrey comes home. Mm-hmm. And she goes, Mom, the girl, she tried to touch my hair. I said, don't touch my hair.
You got bugs in your hair.
Don't touch my hair. She said, I told the girl, don't touch my hair. Don't touch
right.
my hair. I was like, oh my goodness, Audrey. Yeah. I had to be crying.
We be going to the extreme, honey.
Yeah.
Okay, so I did think of one. I was like, y'all know I struggle with my mama moment because I need to write stuff down.
Right.
But I just thought about, since school has started, I don't know if I told you guys about Kendon's teacher, but she used to be a college professor. She's very, like, on her stuff. Like, even though he's in the first grade, they have exams. She calls them exams. They have exams every Friday. So they usually have 2 to 3. So it's always a spelling test. And then they go between math, language arts, and science. And social studies as well. And so every week he's been doing his tests. And they also have an oral language grade. So, and she sends home the rubric of, you know, what they have to do and how they have to execute it to get the maximum amount of points. And so every week we're like going over our spelling words. We do practice spelling tests, quizzing him on all these things, and he's killing it. Okay. Sorry about that. We had a little interruption, but so he has been killing his tests. Like every week he comes back with 100%. On his test, like I quiz him on everything. We quiz him in the morning, we quiz him at night, like just kind of like really making sure, because I'm like, how are you handling all this? Is a lot,
right?
And he's like, he's just going with the punches, and he's, you know, he's killing it. So he's been asking to go to Build-A-Bear workshop for the longest, and we're like, no, because he gets things all the time. We're like, no, you know, your birthday's coming up, chill,
right?
And so Kendon and I were actually in the mall together like last week or whatever. He asked me and I was like, no, not right now, buddy. Like, you know, your birthday's coming up. So I'm trying to like reel him in a little bit because he thinks every time he wants something, he could just get it because a lot of the times we do get it. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to like reel him in a little bit. Lo and behold, this weekend when I was getting my hair braided, my husband took him to Build-A-Bear so that he could get his Build-A-Bear, and he filmed everything out. I kind of was like, why y'all go without me? But but he filmed it or whatever. And so that was his little reward for him doing so well on all his tests because he has literally been killing it. Science, social studies, math, language arts, his oral grade. Like sometimes I'm like, oh, is he going to forget to like make eye contact? But he gets all the points. Like she sends home the little rubric with, you know, did they make eye contact? Did they speak up? Did they fidget? You know, whatever. And I'm just like so proud of him. So it's like a cool little moment, you know, just seeing him thrive in the first grade. Cause, you know, sometimes it can be a little, you know, traumatic transition because you go from kindergarten, which is completely different. He has a new playground. He's on the big side of campus, but he's just child, he handling it too good.
Listen, when your kids are doing well, it is like one of the most rewarding feelings ever. Like doing well in school is like the most rewarding feeling ever.
It really is. It really is. And we have our little system, you know, like do homework, reading. We have to read 20 minutes every night. Like it's a lot.
It's a lot.
I know you know because you got three.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But we kind of tag team. My husband and I tag team because some things I'm the mama that's like, Johnny had two apples.
Okay. That's one thing that I love about third grade is a lot of times my son will just be like, listen, let me just, all right. Like, so that's been one thing that's been nice about as they get older. They'd be like, because half the time I didn't even know he was doing multiplication already. I was like,
wow.
I was like, oh my goodness. And I was like, oh, you guys are starting to learn this right now? He was like, no, 5 + 5 = 10. And I'm like,
okay. He's like, I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool to see him grow up, but it's all crazy at the same time.
Yeah, it's so crazy at the same time. And it's like giving each child that attention and that education. And then like each kid is different and each kid needs different things. And like each kid needs different type of support, or like the type of support one kid needs, the other one has a different kind of support. Mm-hmm. And I just be like, I'm tired.
No, for real.
I saw this thing over the weekend where it was like they were like all the moms are happy to go back to school, but I know I'm about to start getting those calls every day.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my kids, I get the calls. And it just be like playground or like And then when you find out, and I'm the type of parent, like something happened, I'm gonna just show up.
Right.
I would drop everything and I would just show up. Mm-hmm. So then you show up and then you find out it's like, why did y'all call me for this? We're like, well, we thought this happened and there was such a commotion going on that we thought, then we just found out the little girl stuck out her tongue at him and he got upset about it. And now I'm sitting here.
For nothing. As a matter of fact, I ain't coming back up here. So come on, let's go.
Yeah. So now we leaving and I'm about to get my daughter out of school. And it's just like,
all for nothing.
I'll be like, listen.
It's a struggle. I mean, it's always something.
Yeah, it's always something.
Inspiring. So listen, we are in it with you guys that are listening. You guys know it's the ebbs and flows of when your kids are in school. Cause like when it's summertime, sometimes it's like, oh, I can't wait for summer. Yeah. You know, cause you don't gotta do pick up and drop off. Then it's like, oh, I can't wait for them to go back to school. Then they in school and it's like, ugh, all these everybody getting sick every other week.
And the pickup.
Like it's just a never ending cycle of things, but that is life with little ones.
for real.
No. Okay, so we are going to transition into some topics today because we were just talking about everything that has been going on in the world and social media and like just craziness. Like we've been hearing the most absurd stories and a mixture of things, like things that make sense, things that don't make sense, things that make you say, And so we're just going to tap into some of those topics today and kind of weigh in because it's been a lot going on. You guys know we make all different kinds of content here on Somebody's Mama podcast. You know, a lot of times we're giving information and sometimes we just want to have a little bit of fun. So right. This is one of those episodes where we're just going to be weighing in on different things that made us say, and, you know, have a little fun with it. So, Nicole, let's get the first one.
Okay, so we got to start off with my girl, tennis champion of the U.S. Open, the youngest to do it.
Yes.
Coco, I don't know how to say her last name. I think Golf. Now, she killed it over there at the U.S. Open, but it was so funny because right now, obviously, she has a lot of spotlight on her, right? Mm-hmm. And she was on live earlier today, and somebody said, are you going to use, you know, your tennis money to pay off your debt? Mm-hmm. And Coco was instantly said,
bless her heart.
What depth? What depth?
I don't have no depth.
She's like, then she starts cracking up and she's like, you know, I'm 19. And she's just like, I didn't go to college, you guys. I don't have no
depth. I don't have any debt.
She's like, I still live with my mom. I still live with my parents. Mm-hmm. And it was just so funny because it's like she just won $3 million for winning the U.S. Open. Mm-hmm. And I think she even said, like, my parents didn't put me in that type of position.
She said her parents put her in a good position.
Yeah. And I thought that was really dope to say because I feel like, especially as millennials, a lot of people had to work with the debt and stuff like that. But it was just kind of funny because she didn't even know how to say the word debt. She's just like,
debt. Like, I don't know nothing about no debt, okay?
She's like, I don't know nothing about it.
Right.
And the way she going, she's not going to know nothing about it, okay? No,
she's doing amazing. Like, yeah. I caught a couple of her matches. My dad is a huge tennis fan. So him and my mom, they would be watching and they would call me like, turn on Coco. Yeah. She is killing it. And it is so exciting to like watch her. Like, man, there was this one point. I mean, it was going crazy. Like the way that her and the girl were going back and forth, like these shots were just like crazy. Like every time you thought no way she's going to get that, she got it. Yeah. Like on either side, because the other lady wasn't taking it easy on her at all. She was coming with that heat, but every which way she went, Coco was sliding that leg, went to the left, she boom boom. I mean, it went on for so long.
Yeah,
and she ended up getting the point, so it's really exciting to watch. I'm super excited for her. It's always good to see. Kendon is like, Mom, why are you cheering for her so much? And I'm like, I'm just so excited for her. Look at her.
Listen, my kids play tennis and they start back next Monday. Uh-huh. And I couldn't wait to show them who won the US Open.
Yes.
I was like, look, she is 19. She's your cousin's age, Kennedy. She's like her age. And yeah. She just won $3 million for winning the tennis. And they were like, what?
Yeah. So keep practicing, y'all.
Yeah, y'all keep hitting that racket, okay?
Right, okay. Man, no, yeah. It's truly a blessing to like to see that and to see her and her family. I saw a video of her mom shouting. I said, that would have been me.
Yep.
And then the speech when she talked about her dad. And it's just a beautiful story. So we would have definitely wanted to highlight that.
Yes.
So, and keeping moving into what's going on in the media. So, if you guys know, from time to time, we talk about the Kardashians up here, the Jenner Kardashians. So, we all know the story of what happened with Kylie and her bestie, Jordan. and how, you know, they weren't friends because of what happened with Chloe and her man and all these yada, yada, yada.
Right.
So a few weeks ago or months ago, I don't remember, photos surfaced of Kylie and Jordan out to lunch together. So basically like rekindling their friendship. So now on social media, people are going back and forth on if Jordan should like be friends with Kylie again, if she should just kind of like fall back into a relationship with her. And so I want to pose that question today because it's interesting because her family, Kylie, she didn't really drag her that bad. Like she kind of was just like, I feel like Kylie was like in a rock and a hard place because in her mind and with common sense, she's probably thinking like, girl, your man been cheating on you. Like, this is a young girl who was at a party and who knows what he said to her or if he even pulled her on his lap. Like, we don't know any of this stuff. So she probably was thinking in her mind, like, this is stupid. I'm about to lose my best friend over something stupid.
Who's like more of a sister to her than her own sisters.
Literally, like they're like sandbox besties.
Yeah.
And now she's going to lose a relationship with her best friend over this man who been cheating on you.
Yeah.
Like that's crazy. So I think I would have had a little pushback with my sister on that one too, because I don't know. We don't know the ins and outs of the situation, but that's basically what happened. And so everybody dragged her name through the mud. Like she was nothing. Like she had a really, really hard time. And then, you know, she rose from the ashes, honey, and just blossomed into this beautiful young lady. She has a great relationship. She's a businesswoman. Like she found her own light. Like she is now a star in her own right. People right. Like, you know, it kind of helped her, to be honest, because people felt bad for how they were treating her. And she, you know, she's created a name for herself now.
Yeah.
So the question is, now that you've created a name for yourself, they drug you through the mud, did all this and that, do you just allow this person back into your life like nothing happened?
And it sucks because it's not like she can go to any of the family gatherings and stuff like that. So it's like you're going to be back friends with Kylie, but you're not going to be okay to get to come to all the, and you're probably not going to want to.
But here's my thing. Do I allow someone who was supposed to be my best friend that allowed these things to happen? Do I just forgive them and go back like nothing ever happened? Now, I do believe in forgiveness for sure. But I don't know if I would be posting pictures with her. I don't know if I would be out and about with her. Like, I think in a scenario like that, even if you were, even if I was best friends with you that long, you kind of showed me like what happens when times get rough.
But she did ask her, I feel like she did ask her sisters to stop. Like, she did ask them to take
still left her high and dry. That was my thing. My thing was, okay.
What do you think? She should have released a statement, you think?
I feel like Kylie didn't really say much negative about her publicly, but I'm just talking about the relationship. Like, we haven't talked all this time. You just let people say whatever, run with whatever narrative they wanted to, and you were okay with that.
Okay, yeah, that's the part where she never really put out a statement, I don't think.
Yeah, but even as a friend, like, even if I'm putting myself in her shoes, regardless of, like, the media or whatever, just as a friend.
Yeah.
If you toss me to the side without being able to give an explanation or have grace on me, you know, making a mistake or... I didn't sleep with him one. It wasn't your man. And it's like, yeah, that's your sister, but he for the streets. Yeah. Like, why are we making this a thing? And especially because she was so young. Like, you know, I feel like she just made like a bad mistake. And they treated it like she slept with him.
Yeah, they did treat it like she slept with him. I definitely don't think she should have gotten like kicked out the house and all that.
Yeah, and the way they drug her, they called her terrible names on their show.
Yeah.
Like, they literally sat at a table and ripped her to shreds.
Yeah.
And...
But then it's kind of like, oh, they talked about me bad, and now look at, we're back friends again, and y'all got to look at me in your space, in your face. I think there's a little bit,
There's got to be some pettiness in there.
Yeah, it's a little bit of pettiness of like, you guys might be her sister, but look, I'm still here, huh? I'm back.
Right.
I'm back. And it's going to last.
No, I would keep her at arm's distance. Like I said, I would forgive her, but I would keep her at an arm's distance. I wouldn't give her the pleasure of being able to post photos with me.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look, y'all, we made up now. Like, no. And because she was getting hate mail.
Yeah. Those first photos when they left that restaurant, I feel like that was planned.
Yeah, that was just leaked. Yeah. No, I'm talking about recently.
Yeah, when she posted.
I don't know where they were.
I think Fashion Week.
Yeah. But like stuff like that, like no. Unless she has it's good for her because she is getting publicity now and she just had her launch or whatever. Yeah. And so I would just, if it were me, I would keep it at an arm's distance. I wouldn't really necessarily burn the bridge because let's be honest, she got connections. Yeah. So if it's going to be beneficial, but I wouldn't, there's no way I would just kind of like fall back into her web because I feel like before, you know, she was just Kylie Jenner's friend.
Yeah. She would just go everywhere she went.
Now, what's her last name? I forgot.
Jordan Woods.
Now she's Jordan Woods. Like, right. She's not Jordan Woods, Kylie Jenner's friend. She is Jordan Woods.
Right.
But before this happened, she was Jordan Woods, Kylie Jenner's friend. So I don't know. So
this is what I think. I think Jordan got tired of making her horrible YouTube videos.
She had a YouTube channel?
Yeah, she has a YouTube channel. It's bad. It's so...
Really? I'm going to have to look at it.
There's one episode that was really good that I saw one time, but... For the most part, I'd be like...
Is she, like, vlogging? What is she doing?
Yeah, she, like, vlogs.
Okay, I'm about to check it out.
She'd be like, okay, so we're packing Turks and Caicos. He surprised me, and I'm just so excited to go.
So she talks slow like they do.
Yeah, she talks slow, and she's just like...
Isn't it weird that their whole, like, little, whoever is around them kind of, like, talks the same?
Yeah.
Like, I watch Real Housewives of Miami. Is it Miami? Yeah. Miami. And Larsa still talks like them.
Yeah, she does. She does.
Her whole demeanor and everything is just like a Kardashian. I just be like, damn, did they sit down and put them to school? But anyway, let's move on to the next topic.
Oh, it's a good one.
So... Scrolling Instagram, you know, as I do, come across this story. Mm-hmm. There is a woman who is, I just actually saw a little bit more information about her. But there's a woman who, she decided that in order to bond with her husband, that she was going to breastfeed him. Yes, she's going to breastfeed her husband because it's a great way to bond. So they said that the couple, they were on a cruise and she forgot to bring a breast pump. So they have three kids together, but they were on a cruise. She forgot to bring her breast pump and she basically had overproduction of milk and she needed to, you know, get the milk out. And because she didn't have a pump, she asked her husband to drink the milk.
Oh, my goodness.
And she said the rest was history. That was in 2017. So every time she has a baby and she produces milk, now it's just the baby gets their milk. And instead of her pumping the milk out, she uses him to empty her breast.
But don't you want to get that into a bottle to save it for the baby?
I guess they're saying like she's an overproducer. And it seemed like the husband might be a little addicted to it now or something, because it's in the video, it shows her him like going down to like nurse.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
And they're like, it's a great way to bond. Like, you know, it's great for us as a couple. And, you know, we wanted to talk about this to kind of like bring awareness to it, because we think that, you know, people think things are weird if they don't know what it is. And so we wanted to kind of just make people aware that this is a thing. And she said, you know, why not? You know, you get your milk from other sources, like animals, why not get it from somebody you love? And so people in the comments, hilarious, because some people were like, you know, y'all going too far, da, da, da. And then other people was like, well, I mean, she ain't lying, it got a lot of nutrients and vitamins and like,
oh my goodness.
And they're like, the guy's skin looks really nice, and they're like, and look at Brad's skin, that milk is doing his body good. I'm just like,
oh my goodness. It, but it's like they have a point. It is milk. The baby is can drink it, but it's like
it's the best milk in the world. Like,
you know, I got a baby on me all day, and now you want to be on me for this milk. I can pump it, you could drink it if it's you like it that much.
You like it that much. But she said it's just like bonding with your baby. It is like bonding with her husband. And he literally, like, she moved her hair to the side in the video, and he's down there.
Out of all the ways to bond with your husband, you think drinking your milk is...
It would gross me out.
It would gross me out, yeah, because it's weird. That would gross me out.
It's weird. Because and then it's like you said, like, what about storing up the milk for the baby? Like...
And then you're just going to really be overproductive, because...
I was going to say, that's why she's overproducing, because yeah. He's fucking way harder than the baby could. And yeah. That's how she's telling her body that she needs more milk. So that's why she's overproducing.
Yeah. She feeding two big old babies.
Right. Because a mouth is not the same as a pump. Your body can tell the difference.
Yeah.
So...
Because and the what's it called, the saliva glands and all that, girl. Yeah.
So when we say it's getting weird out here,
it's getting weird.
It's getting weird out here, and I'm like, it's probably a whole community of people.
Yeah, you know what? I feel like there's a lot of people that do this, and this is going to open the gates to some people that we just don't want to hear about. And
that's what they were saying. It was like, we don't want to hear nothing about married people business. Like, y'all should have kept tight to yourself, to each his own. Like,
you know, but you know what is true though? Married people, like in good, healthy relationships, like if you're a married person in a good, healthy relationship, no, you got a weird relationship, because it's very weird that like you just only want to be with that person, and you like to just hang out with that person, and you just like to do everything with that person,
and you don't mind, like you don't mind, like it's, yeah,
it is weird, but they're taking it too far.
Too far.
Too far. Way too far.
Like I think I said this before, but I was like, thank God, like during the pandemic, that we like each other. Yeah. Because we didn't miss a beat. We were happy to be home, no distractions, like we was lit, like playing games with our family. Like we stopped one day and was just like, thank God we actually enjoy each other's company. Because you know, a lot of couples didn't make it for that reason, because you know, they really did not enjoy each other's company, and you didn't have no other company to have.
It was baking cookies and drinking wine. Okay.
Right, coming up with different concoctions and stuff. Like, I miss those days of just being home, and like, especially during the holidays, it was so nice.
It was nice.
Really, really nice. We still get to like do that type of stuff though, because my husband works from home, and you know, sometimes we just take a day off to just hang out with each other, so it's still nice. But yeah, that was a special time. Nice. With all the craziness that was going on in the world and the sadness and everything, it was nice to like have that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's other ways to bond with your spouse.
There's a lot of other ways
to bond. So many things to do before you get to that point. And she was just like, it's not a kink for us. Like, this is just something that we did to help alleviate my pain. And we just kind of kept it up. But I wonder, okay, so when your milk dry up, or do you let your milk dry up? Like, you walking around with full boobs for your husband?
Like, that's weird. That's weird. It's time to let it go.
I would be looking at him sideways if I offered it as a joke and he said, yeah.
Because there was that one video that went viral where the girl was feeding the baby and the husband was looking at the baby, and then the girl was like, you wish that was you, huh? And they started laughing.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a healthy boundary.
Right.
And that's as far as it should go, okay?
Literally. And we're going to tap into that a little bit too, because I feel like this act caters to when men want women to be their mama.
Yeah.
So it starts getting a little weird, because it's like, well, you're treating him like your baby. Then when he start acting like one and can't and relies on you for everything, can't do nothing without you, so completely codependent on you for him to survive, for him to eat, for him to take care of himself, it becomes a lot. So it's like, is that really sustainable? I don't know. I could be reaching in there. I don't know their business like that, but I'm just saying, like,
it's a gateway drug.
Yeah, like, what is the aftermath of that type of bond?
Yeah,
like, is he super attached to you where you can't go or do nothing? Is that what you wanted? Is that why you did it? Like,
does he want warm milk before he go to bed?
It's like, I mean, yeah, it's like, how often does this happen? Like, I don't know. I have a lot of questions. Something else that came up in the media was about Steve Harvey. So a couple weeks ago when I was at the Invest Fest, he stood on the stage and he was just like, oh yeah, before we go on, me and Marjorie are fine.
Yeah.
And I was in shock because I don't know what the heck he was talking about. I hadn't heard anything in the media about him and his wife. So I was just like confused. Right. And then after that, I seen it online where people were kind of like, you know, saying different things about her. And so today it came out that one of his co-hosts of the Steve Harvey Morning Show, Shirley Strawberry, I think it's Cheryl or Shirley, I don't know.
Yeah, Shirley.
Strawberry, she allegedly was, not allegedly, she said she did it. Yeah. She was on the phone with her estranged husband who is in jail, and basically spilling tea about Steve and Marjorie. And we all know that, well, you guys may not know, but jail calls are recorded. Mm-hmm. All of the calls are recorded, and someone leaked it and basically like put it all on blast, that of what Cheryl Strawberry was saying about him. And so he came to the internet to kind of clear it up and, you know, speak on the things that she said. And so I guess she was talking about, well, the story before was that Marjorie is a gold digger and she got with Steve for his money, and the children that he had with his previous wife don't like her because, you know, she stepped in and now he praises her kids and takes care of her kids more than he takes care of them. And we've heard this for years.
Right.
I think they had a whole segment when he had a talk show with his older kids and with her kids, and how like he takes Lori Harvey out on daddy-daughter dates, and he never did that with any of his other daughters. And, you know, they just get special treatment or whatever. So he wanted to clear the record, child. One thing he gonna do about Marjorie is clear that record.
Okay, because he ain't gonna lose Marjorie now.
Right. And so he cleared the record, and it's so much tea, honey, because on YouTube they're saying that Marjorie is sleeping with the bodyguard.
Yeah, they've been saying that on YouTube for a good 2 weeks, that Marjorie is stepping with the bodyguard.
And they always have this weird picture of him where he doesn't have a shirt on and a cowboy hat.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
And he's really buff, and so it gets weird. But
by now he fired John. Steve ain't playing.
Well, I don't know, because if he gets fired, then that makes it look like it's true. And the whole narrative is that it's not true.
Yeah, but how, bodyguard signed NDA, so how would we know if he's fired or not?
If we don't see him no more.
Yeah. But I feel like we don't see her though.
You know the blogs is gonna dig up whatever anyway. Yeah, but
they're gonna pay somebody.
Yeah, because here's the thing. We may not care or investigate, but one thing the blogs are going to do is go look on records, be looking in pictures and videos and stuff like, where's the bodyguard? Child, the bodyguard done got fired. And that mean that Marjorie really slept with that man. You know? Yeah, so yeah. I don't know. But he definitely got on the record and said that none of these things are true. And then he went down this long timeline talking about how he didn't have no money when he met her. And that they built these things together. And so shout out to him, because regardless of what's going on, he's sticking beside her.
He said, I'm going to stick beside her. And she, and y'all not going to hear from her. Y'all going to hear from me.
And nobody bet not say nothing else about Marjorie Harvey on his dime.
Because he getting real Will Smith out here.
Oh, yeah. He not playing. He's like, no, she not a gold digger. She didn't do this. She didn't do that. And, you know, it's interesting because there's so many things in the media about how men not respecting women or not standing up for women and, like,
yeah,
all these different things. And, you know, regardless of what's going on, he is, like, riding for her.
Yeah, he is like, let me show y'all young dudes how to do it. I'm going to stick beside her and we're going to push on through this.
Right.
It kind of was interesting too. Like, dang, Steve, how many times you done lost it all, Steve?
Yeah, he lost it all a couple times.
Yeah, he done lost it all a couple times and got it back.
Right. And that's one thing that a lot of successful people say, that like, if you did it once, you could do it again.
Yeah. But he ain't gonna let that radio show go.
No. And people love it. I mean, yeah. It's been around for so long. It's a part of so many people's routine. Like, people love it. So yeah. I don't see it going anywhere either.
Yeah. So shout out to Steve sticking beside his woman. And she better not be cheating. Lord Jesus. Woo. Lord,
please. And if she is, she needs to stop. While he's still giving her a chance, she just needs to go ahead and stop. She
need to go ahead.
Because the way he riding, it's not going to be cute.
It's not going to be cute, because if she actually is cheating. But you know what? I have noticed lately, he hasn't been able to hold his tongue. Like, did you see how his intern posted something? And he was like, he was out fishing. He's like, he had to stop fishing to come tell the internet, like, my intern wrote that. And I don't know why they wrote that. And basically, he's fired now. Because why are you getting on my Twitter talking about who's the best comedian?
Right.
That don't even work for my brand. So
yeah, it's just stirring up drama. And he almost said something worse at Invest Fest, but Robert Smith was there. That's who he was interviewing. And he was like getting in the heat of it, of what he was going to say. And he was about to say something. And then Robert said, before you say that, let me say this. And he said, man, you just saved me from getting canceled. He said, because what I was about to say, he said, I know I shouldn't be saying, but it was on the tip of my tongue. He said, brother, you just saved me. And he said, I don't know if you know it or not, but you just saved me right now, because I was finna, ooh. And then Robert was like, kind of like, he just went on what he was saying. But, you know, he kind of smoothed it over. But Steve, yeah, was, he can't, I know, because I know it was heavy on him, because after the man, you know, said what he had to say, he came back again and was like, boy, you just saved me. Yeah, because I was finna, ooh.
Steve is so, like, Steve, he said he can't do stand-up right now, because if he do stand-up, he's going to get canceled. So he said once he's ready to leave his jobs, he's going to do his stand-up, get canceled, and be on his merry way.
He was like, I'm finna go viral right now. I was like, please don't do it. Not here. Okay, let's move into the last topic real quick.
Yes, yes. Okay, so Kendra came across this video. Mm-hmm. And by the looks of it, when you first listened to it, are you able to play it or no?
I have it.
Okay, she came across
it. It's kind of long, so I was just going to sum it up. Because
okay.
So it's a lady, she's speaking on a podcast and she's talking about how she raised her sons. And she says how she taught her sons to open doors for women, to if they're sitting down and women and there's a woman in the room and she needs a seat, you give her your seat. If you see a woman carrying bags, you go get her bags, you carry her bags, and you always respect women. If there's a woman in the room, you know, this is just a certain way that you carry yourself.
Right.
And so he said, and the person interviewing her, he said, all women, she said, all women. She said, you respect all women. And then she was like, God doesn't judge us by how people treat us. He doesn't hold us responsible for how people treat us. He holds us responsible for how we treat others. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, you always give respect. And if someone is disrespecting you, you walk away. You remove yourself from the situation. You as a man don't need to defend yourself against a woman. Right. Like, she's basically saying, like, stand down. Like, if a woman is irate, if she's getting out of control, the moment you see it going left, don't go back and forth with her. Why are you going back and forth with this woman over something that you can't fight her on?
Right.
You're going to stand in a situation. This is me talking now. You're going to stand in a situation and let yourself get so heated to where you want to lash out at this woman when you had the opportunity, when she started tripping, to walk away. Because now we're on an uneven playing field because you're getting me upset to where I want to fight you, but I cannot fight you.
Right.
So then you start making irrational decisions and do something stupid that's going to cause you to be in more trouble. Leave. So I thought when I opened the comments that it was going to be people like, yes, like, you know, this is great. Like, yeah, respect women. Absolutely not.
The comments were crazy.
The comments were the complete, when I say complete opposite, it was the complete opposite of what I thought people were going to say. So when you open up the comments, I'm just going to read y'all a couple of them.
Yeah.
They said, spoken like a true single mother.
Yeah, that was like.
Because she raised her boys to be respectful. I'm raising my son to be respectful. I'm not a single mother. My mom, everything that she's saying, my mom taught the same things to my brothers.
Right.
She was not a single mother. Like, where do you get respecting, teaching your boys to respect women being a single mother?
That's wild.
So many people said that. I take it that she's single. This not 1775. I ain't giving up my seat for no woman. It's strange how I never hear any women telling their daughters how to respect men. Horrible advice. And it's just like, why is it so horrible to treat people with respect?
Yeah, like, why is it so bad to
treat? Would it be better if she just said people in general?
You know what it is? You know what I think it is? It's this whole thing of, I think men got to a place, or young men, not older men, I feel like younger men, where they're growing up in this era of women, of young women that are like, I'm a boss. I don't need you. I can do it all on my own. I can do this. I can do that. And I feel like it's being communicated or misunderstood because for women, it's like we couldn't do that for such a long time that the women are proud to speak up and say, I can do it on my own, or I can make money just like a man can.
And they take offense to that.
And they take offense to, like, oh, well, then why should I open doors for you? You want to be a man so bad. And
it's or you want to be my equal. Well, I don't open doors for other men. I don't, but it's so interesting because it's just the complete opposite of, like, what we should stand for. And, like, God designed men to protect women, provide for them. Like, you know, it's just the way that he designed the family and people, you know, to run. And it's so foreign to me that people think like that because I can't ever remember going somewhere where a man has let a door slam in my face. Like, we're going to the grocery store, in the mall, wherever I am, men always open doors.
So, I'll say majority of the time. majority.
I've never experienced like that I can recall, like a man blatantly like, now he wouldn't, now all men won't open the door, stand behind the door, let you walk in first. No, but they'll at least like keep hold the door for you when you walk through. But like, just walk through a door and letting it slam.
That's wild.
I've never seen that. But a lot of men don't believe that you should open a car door, things like that. That is a special type of man that will literally open every door for you.
Right.
But, and I don't even think it's about like, oh, you have to, but it's just the courtesy or the gesture that you would think a man would take pride in.
Yeah.
Like doing those type of things. But to hear these young men say like, I ain't doing that for her. She don't deserve it. Like, why would I do that for somebody I don't know? Like, if I don't know her and I don't love her, there's no way I'm giving up my seat. And no, I think the seat is a stretch for like, say you're on public transportation. You're not gonna, I don't think all men should give up their seat for every woman standing on the bus. Like, it would be nice.
Yeah.
But I think it's a stretch to like, you know, for every man to give up their seat for every woman. Like, I don't know about that, but like, an older woman or someone who, you know, I don't know. I feel like it's always a nice gesture.
Yeah, I feel like the chair thing, it kind of depends on the man. But for pregnant women, like when you're pregnant, everybody be ready to get up to give you their seat. Okay, women included.
I think it's interesting though that in the comments that the guys were saying that she's teaching her boys to be simps.
Yeah. Okay, so when we were talking about this, I mentioned to Kendra that over the weekend, my husband, he had an epiphany. This is before we even, Kendra had brought this up, right? Mm-hmm. He was like, oh, this is how or why older men are able to get younger girls, because young men don't know how to treat women. They don't know how to treat, like, they don't know how to, like all that stuff, like you said. He was like,
and this chivalry. There's no chivalry.
Yeah, they see it as simp. He was like, yeah, like, young men see it as like, so my husband was always taught to do those little things, but even him, he just always like I do it because I'm supposed to, but like, he still always had that little bit of like, well, I'm gonna do it for my girl, or, you know, I'm gonna do it for this and that, but still, he did it more so because he felt like that was the right thing to do.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But now that he's older, he's like, there's way more to this whole thing of chivalry towards women. Yeah. Like, there's a whole level of putting somebody on a pedestal, making somebody feel good.
Yeah.
Someone feel special. And in return, women will make you feel special. And so
that's the trick. That's how, like, it's supposed to work.
That's how it's supposed to work. And he was like, over the weekend, it was so funny because he was like, oh my gosh, this is how these grown men be getting like these young girls, because they know how to like treat them.
Yeah. They're not going to make them feel bad for paying for a dinner or, you know, picking them up, or, you know, it's a lot. I was telling Nicole earlier when we were talking about this, I was just like, the problem is men don't want to cherish women. They want to be cherished.
Yeah.
Like they want everything. They want you to hit on them. They want you to call them. Like, and talking to, you know, friends that are single, it's like, they're like, it's so hard because everything that we've been taught is a lie. Like, these men these days, they want to be us.
They want us to reciprocate it.
They want us to take them out. They want us to make the plans. They want us to do everything that they do.
Yeah.
And there is no, and so it makes it hard. And then they complain that women aren't feminine. It makes it hard for a woman to bring in her femininity when she has to play both roles.
Yeah.
Like, you got to pick a side. Like, what do you want from me? Do you want me to be your equal in every sense of the word? Like, do you want me, and then on top of that, you want me to nurture you? You want me to like do all these warm fuzzy things, but then you want me to pick you up, take you out, you know, I don't know. I just feel like it's so backwards. And like, there's a lot of things that women do naturally.
Yeah.
And you're already going to get a certain level of, with you just being a man and doing what you need to do, she's automatically going to like reciprocate in her way.
Yeah.
But why do you want it to be like what you would do? Like, that's where it gets
right. Weird. Yeah. That is really interesting. Like, why do you want it how you do it when women kind of tend to do it their own way?
Like they don't want that same. From what I'm taking from these comments, is they feel like women don't deserve to be cherished. They don't deserve to be like taken care of. And when I say taken care of, I don't mean like paying for things. I mean like, you know how when they, you know, the whole thing of like men walking, do you know why men walk on the outside of the street, right, on the sidewalk?
Mm-hmm.
It's for a sense of protection.
Right.
If an accident were to happen or anything were to happen, he's in the first line of fire, so it doesn't hit you first.
Right.
That's the reason for that. And it ain't none of that. It's like, oh no, I don't want the car hitting me. Girl, you get on the outside. Like, that's how these men are.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like,
they don't take any pride in being the man and being the stronger vessel. Like, your body is built differently on purpose.
Yeah. And that's why I'm not mad that Fresh and Fit got demonetized, okay?
Wait, who was that?
Fresh and Fit, they would say a lot of stuff like that.
Like, I don't even know who that is, Charlie.
Okay, yeah. It's a podcast that got demonetized last week. And they got online crying that they got demonetized. And they would just spew that type of stuff about women and high caliber men. And
that nonsense.
They had this whole following telling boys and saying that they were helping so many boys and da 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 da. It's like, you ruining these people's lives.
That's what's wrong with the world. It's like, you being a man like the men in these comments, you're never going to get the caliber of woman that you truly desire, because that caliber of woman is not going to accept that type of behavior,
right,
that type of talk. Like, because if you even say or agree with anything like that, there's no way I would give you a second conversation, because your mindset is messed up.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't deal with anybody with that type of mindset, because we'll never be on the same page. We'll never agree.
No, not at all.
No, I wouldn't put up with that.
Yeah.
So
Mm-mm-mm.
It sucks, because this is but the answer. What you gonna say?
Then they get like my husband was saying, he was like, then as you develop as a man and you start to see like as your relationship gets longer, you tend to just, people always say like, I don't know how I just keep falling more and more in love with you. Or, you know, like people just like, you're like, I thought I loved you so much then, and now I love you so much more now. And there's just this development of love. Right.
Yeah.
And he was just like, oh my gosh, like 19-year-old me. Like, I just feel like, what was I doing? Like,
yeah.
You know, like, and he's just like, now he's just like, the way I love you is in such a different way,
a more mature way.
And so it's just kind of funny, because even for him, he's just having that like epiphany of like, oh my goodness, first of all, that's how these old men be bagging these young girls, because I think guys, they don't understand like how this old guy or older guy bag this hot young girl, or, you know,
I mean, it's a number of reasons, that's not
the there's a number of reasons, but you have to think about it. They'll be like, oh, she's just with him because he has a lot of money. But when you really sit back and think about it, he might have a lot more money, but people think like, oh, he's just buying her things and this and that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, he's not just buying her things. He's putting her on a pedestal and cherishing her and speaking her love language and just being loving in a man type of way.
And they don't get it. And it's so simple. And it's like, these are simple things. It's not like, and I think that's a lot of times where men miss the mark. They make it so complicated.
Yeah.
Like, a woman expecting for you to open a door costs you nothing.
Yeah.
To treat her with respect costs you nothing. Yeah. To carry the groceries in the house costs you nothing. like, to, you know, these chivalrous things, they cost you nothing.
Yeah.
If you could put yourself in a position to where you could just accept it and use it to your advantage, you would be a lot happier. And so was she. But also, I'm going to flip the switch a little bit and put a little bit of weight of this on the women. Because women allow it.
Yeah.
They think that a man could get on this because so on Instagram, when somebody posts something, whoever you're following, their comments come up first, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure there are women who read those comments and justified it because if it came from a man who they're interested in or a type of man they're interested in, they would completely overlook it.
Right.
And not see it for what it is, because it's like, you want to be treated like that? Okay, cool. Like, you don't really want that.
You don't really want that.
And so it's like the women have to take accountability too, to say, what type of treatment do I allow?
Yeah.
If I allowed a man to present this to me and I accept it, that makes it okay.
Right.
And so you're never going to get these men to shift their mindset if the women just continue to accept it.
Right.
And that's why they can so freely say something like this and stand on it and not be ashamed.
Because
it's been acceptable.
Right. Yeah. Telling you, and they in these own little worlds of YouTube looking for help on how to talk to women and how to, you know, get a girlfriend at these young ages, looking at this stuff and coming across people like Fresh and Fit that say, you know, if she's not this, that, and the other, then you don't need to do nothing for her. Okay.
It's so twisted. And then they never tell them what they need to be. But also, it's the accepting of it, it's allowing it. But I forgot, I was going to say something else about women too, but I don't know. I just think it's hard for people. Also, all I was going to say is sometimes women abuse it. So like taking advantage of a man who does do nice things, who's respectable, and then you treat him like trash, or you make fun of him or call him a square for being respectable, you ruined him.
Yeah.
Like, you ruined him for the next girl, because there's a lot of men who come into the game wanting to do great things, like had a mama like her who was taught all these things, and then the woman comes in and wrecks it.
Oh my goodness. I just saw that over the weekend where they posted a quote and a Twitter or a tweet or X, whatever it's called, or a thread. And the girl said, I can't stand men that wake me up with a Bible verse. And the comment section was a bunch of women that were like, girl, send them to me. Wake me up with the Bible.
Yeah, like, you're what's like, wrong with the world. It's on both sides.
You're like,
why is that corny? Like, you got to stop that. Like, come on. Because at the end of the day, that is the type of man that is going to be what you need him to be for you.
Yeah, I think it has a lot to do with just the current culture of everything.
Yeah, and maturity. It's just a lack of maturity on all sides, because everybody is about self. What can you do for me? And to have a healthy relationship, it has to be service to one another.
Yeah.
It can't always be about me, but when you serve one another, everybody gets what they want.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's no question of, you know, who's getting more of what or whatever. It's like, I don't know. I just noticed in my own relationship, like, when I am on my game and I'm doing what I need to do, with things that I know, we know things about each other. So we know what each other needs. And when you're giving that, you get it back 100 times more.
Yeah.
You know, and on both sides, it's little things that my husband can do for me. It's little things that I can do for him and we just continue to keep filling each other's cup, because it's overflowing on both sides. Like, you're giving of yourself, you're giving of yourself, you're thinking about me, I'm thinking about you. Like, we're considering each other, and it's just everybody is getting what they need. But if you sit back and wait for the other person to just give, they get sick of that.
Yeah, real quick.
when they not getting nothing in return. And so it's just like, if we are of service to each other, it's like, you know,
yeah,
it's magical.
Yeah. Nobody these days, everybody will just wants to receive, receive, receive.
Yeah, it's just like we have to get out of that. And nobody is perfect. Like, yeah, we all have, you know, our flaws and things where we're just thinking about ourselves. Like, it takes a conscious effort to consider and think about the other person. But we have a long way to go. If what this lady said triggered that many people,
yeah,
like, if y'all could see these comments, I only read a couple of them. It is 25.3K comments. And I guarantee you 80% of those comments are saying the same thing about, well, what about me, from men.
Yeah, which is wild.
Crazy. Like, it's like, oh, Lord, this is, make my skin itch.
Okay, this is, they saying how they really feel. I'll tell you this,
I'm going to raise my sons.
Yeah.
Like she said, to be respectable. Respectable? Yeah.
Yeah.
To respect others, to be courteous.
Yeah.
And to just show love. Like, that's what it is at the end of the day. It's just showing love. And that's what God has called us to do, is show love to one another. I don't only, you know, like, you know, they say men open doors or hold doors for people. I hold doors for everybody. I wouldn't just see somebody coming up behind me and just let the door slam.
Right. Exactly.
Like, if I see a mom in the store having a hard time, I offer a lending hand. Like, right. Today, when I was in Zumba, the girl in front of me was, so we do, one of the songs is Como La Flor by Selena, right? Mm-hmm. And it's one of my favorite songs. So we doing the dance or whatever, and she just starts bawling, crying.
Oh.
She's literally bawling, and she's still trying to do it. Like, she's still doing the moves and everything. And I was just like, this is so therapeutic. Like, I don't know what she was going through. I don't know if the song triggered an emotion from, you know, something that happened, or maybe she lost someone. I'm not sure. But I just, like, you know, I just went over to her and was like, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, I'm okay. And I'm like, you got this. And she's pushing through and she's still dancing. And I'm just like, this is so encouraging. Like, you know, yeah. And, but just being a human, reaching out, are you okay? Like, you know, I know these days it's like, you can't really be talking to people because people is crazy and stuff. But, like, yeah, it's just little things like that that make a difference in people's lives. Like, you know, like, just really paying attention.
I hate when I see people cry in the car. I'm like, oh, yeah, they're driving and you just see them crying in the car.
Yeah. Child, you see me crying in the car. I'm worshiping. I'll be in the morning like, yes. But yeah, y'all, it's so many other things, child. You just got to stay off the internet. It's too much going on.
That's a lot going on with the internet. You just have to.
Stuff that we was gonna talk about, we didn't even talk about. But yeah,
keep on looking at the notes,
guys. What are you gonna say?
I was like, what did we mean? I'm looking at the notes, but yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that was crazy. I you know, the only thing we can do is do what we can for the people that's around us. So we gotta change the narratives, and because the internet is steering people wrong, honey.
Wrong.
And it's time to wake up, because it's a lot. And it, all this ain't happening for nothing. That's a whole nother conversation. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure you guys subscribe. You follow us on Instagram at Somebody's Mama Pod. Subscribe onto our YouTube channel. And leave us a comment on our Instagram post and let us know what you guys think of the episode. If you guys have a comment on any of the topics that we talked about, get the conversation going in the chat so we can, you know, chat it up with y'all. And we'll see you guys next week.